Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey, friends. Happy New Year. Yes, I can still say Happy New Year, even though it's February 2022, because you haven't heard from me in 2022. So it's a new year still. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, finally here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Made a decision kind of in the moment at the end of 2021 that I needed some space and some grace. I had some big changes coming up and I needed room to live into those big changes. Just the start of a new year in general, going into the second semester of my PhD program. All that stuff. I just needed some room. So I took the month of January to myself. And it has paid off mightily. I feel amazing. Still tired sometimes. My depression is still active. But overall, I feel good. Overall, I look good. Hey. Overall, I'm excited about life and what life has to bring. Even though I still have some challenging moments. And I'm here. I'm back. We're in February. It's Black History Month, which is one of my favorite times of the year. Now, let me be clear. I believe that Black history should be taught all the time, every day, because Black people do stuff all year long, have done stuff all year long. We are laced all throughout history. So Black History Month is not the only month that I talk about Black history. But Black History Month is a month where I highlight it in my circles. Bought my god baby and my niece and nephew like some Black history books, some little Black history clothes. You know, I did go up for the collection at Target. I know some people are like, I don't know, big box corporate retailer. What I will say about Target is, one, they've been doing this for the last couple of years. Two, they typically incorporate Black designers. And three, I found out this year that they source the cotton for the Black history t-shirts from a legacy of Black farmers that's like 7 generations deep in their cotton farm, which I was like, oh, that's super duper dope. So I appreciated all of that. Yeah, so I'm excited. It's Black History Month. Again, second semester is starting off amazing. 4 weeks in, you know, just completed week 4, about to go into week 5 of the semester. I feel really good about school and what I'm learning and my projects. That feels amazing because this is not how I felt 4 weeks in last semester. I was like, what am I doing? But now I'm like, I kind of know a little bit about what I'm doing. Look at God. I've been invited to join a Black woman community of scholars, also in the PhD program, which, yes, give me sisterhood all day, every day. So that felt really good. My friend circles are doing really well, which I appreciate because I can't engage at the same level. I've been really focused on making sure that I do what I needed to do, that I was doing what I needed to do in order to be successful, like in school and stuff. So I can't, you know, I'm not hanging out as much. I'm not talking as much. I don't get to see my god babies as much. It makes me sad. But I am doing well. And they know that I love them and I get to hang out when I can. I give my best what I have it to give and we go from there. So that's been really good. I moved. Actually moved on campus because it just made life simpler with having this, what do I have? This fellowship where I cannot work. Living on campus became just a better decision. I became an RA, so I didn't have to pay to live on campus. So I'm an RA, which is interesting because it's like I am doing all these things I did not do in my first go round of undergrad now at 40, which makes life really interesting. But I'm seeing the benefit and the beauty in it. And so that's actually, for the most part, been cool. It's been some moments I've been like, what the hell are you doing? But overall, I think it's gone really well. It's been cool. It's definitely been a growth process. The kid is growing. Hear me. I am growing. I'm adjusting. But I'm grateful. And so there is that. I have done really well with keeping up with my daily planner. It has guided me and kept me very appreciative of that. I'm taking opportunities to use my gifts and share with people and love on people. That has felt amazing. Like 2022, for me personally, has gotten off to a good start. Now, there are some universal things that in certain instances make it a little trash. You just got to, you know, you got to take the crickets with the straights, as my friend Brandy says. So there have still been some crickets, but overall, we've had a lot of straights. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm trying to think of any other kind of like catch up announcement-y type things. I don't think so. So yeah, that's been me. That's been this year so far. It has been a good time. My prayer is that it remain as such. I hope that the same is true for you. I hope that your year has gotten off to a good start, that you've been able to set, you know, a good pace of getting things done. I always say January is a trial month. February is when you really get going. But some people hit the ground running in January and they are all the better for it. I was not one of those people. I came into 2022 heavy. My depression stayed away for, you know, very long time. It stayed manageable for a very, very long time. And then it just kind of hit me like right at Christmas. And I was like, oh, Jesus, all right. You know, the kid need a minute. And I've taken my minute and I'm back to a good place. So, yeah, that's all my sharing in that the moment of all my updates. And again, I'm excited to be back. I have missed the podcast. So thank you to everyone who's still been listening. Like, the numbers are still growing. We're over 80,000 downloads. And with my level of inconsistency, y'all, that is a gift from the Lord that we are over 80,000 downloads. And that y'all are keeping me there. Y'all are still sharing. Y'all are still listening. Y'all are still growing with me. And for that, I am grateful. Thank you so much, my loves. We're going to get into today's self-care topic. Which probably won't be long. I know every time I say that it ends up being long, but I really don't think it'll be long because it's super simple, right? It's it's me learning from my life in this moment and how I'm progressing forward. So like I stated, I moved on campus. I became an RA, and I remember the day I saw the space I would be moving into, I completely freaked out, right? I want to say completely freaked out. Like, I had a panic attack. It's like, oh my God, like, I'm regressing. My life is falling apart. Like, what's going on? I called my mom. I was crying. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And, you know, I talked to my sister friend who I've been living with. And she was like, girl, you can stay here. You don't have to do that. And, you know, all this stuff. And I had to take some deep breaths, right? I had to pull myself together. And I had to recognize that this is not a regression. While it feels like in certain aspects, right, living on campus, being an RA, these things that most people are doing in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, and here I am 40 doing them, it is me recognizing what I am willing to sacrifice to get what I want in the end, right? In the end, I want a PhD. That's one. In the end, I want a PhD I don't have to pay for. That's two. In the end, I want to fully embrace this experience during the season of my life. This is my last degree, I think. This is a terminal degree. I'll at least say that. I could see my crazy self potentially trying to go back and get another one. Bless me, Lord. But in this moment, for the foreseeable future, this is the last degree that I'm going after, which means this is my last chance to get these types of experiences that I didn't get. And I get to live into them with the wisdom and insight I didn't have in my early 20s. And so I took a deep breath. Like I said, I talked about it with my therapist, who, gosh, I love her so much. And then I decided to kind of sit down and write a list of what I thought I was losing and to write down a list of what I knew I was gaining, right? And that has helped me to approach this journey with a much better spirit, right? A much better attitude. Is it ultimately what I want, would have thought would have happened? No. But I'm housed. I'm fed. I'm thriving, as I started with. Y'all, I'm doing well. It's actually been a true benefit being on campus. I walk more, which is good. Just more walking in my general daily life. I'm connecting with people in new ways. I'm taking advantage of campus resources that I wasn't really taking advantage of before because I would have had to drive over here to use them, and who wants to do that? I am building new relationships and meeting people that I would not have interacted with and met. I'm able to speak into people's stories. I'm able to give people wisdom. So I said, like, one of the things I said is, you know, I'm not just an RA, I'm an auntie in residence. Because I am significantly older, literally twice the age of half of the people that I'm in the house with. I'm in upperclassmen housing. Even the people I work with, I'm literally like twice just about everyone's age. There are a couple of other graduate students who are also RAs, right, who are also living on the part of campus that I'm living in. And they're really cool people too. But even sharing some of my experiences with them, I think the next person closest in age to me, I'm still like 10 years older than. And so understanding that I get to play this role, like auntie in residence, has actually been kind of fun. And being able to give, you know, insight, share wisdom, help people, you know, come to understanding that they didn't have before. Because they're willing to listen to me because I'm here and I'm a student and I'm cool, air quote, cool or whatever. And just having a chance to help guide and shepherd in ways that I wish I maybe would have had somebody who was in their 40s to talk to during that same time in my life. Maybe some things would have turned out differently. And my attitude about the situation, my approach to the situation has indeed made it a better situation, right? Am I going to get everything the same way as everybody else? No, because I am at a different phase in life, even though I'm at a similar stage as the rest of them, right? We're all college students right now. We're all in this stage of pursuing higher education, even though we're pursuing it at varying levels, right? Most people I'm around are pursuing bachelor's degrees. A couple are pursuing master's degrees. I'm the only one in this particular circle that's pursuing a PhD. But then I have my classmates who are also pursuing a PhD. I have that community of Black women that I've been introduced to that are also pursuing this PhDs. And so there are these people who were able to connect and grow and experience life together in these very specific ways that honestly, they're benefiting me, right? Like, I am still growing. I am still learning. I am still evolving. I am still achieving. I am still discovering what I look like to myself in this period and point of life. And that would not have happened, you know, in another situation. Like, it came about this way for purpose. And taking the time to sit down and really think about, one, what I thought I was losing, which, again, I'm really not losing, right? The only thing I lost, and technically I lost this a while ago, was my ability to live by myself. But I haven't lived by myself since August. So I didn't lose that in this transition to campus, right? I'm closer to the things I need. I can walk instead of having to drive. Do you know how much money I've saved on gas since I moved on campus? Sweet Jesus. I'm closer to some of the other places I frequent. Like the Starbucks I go to is closer. There's some food places and restaurants I haven't been to forever that are like now walking distance. That's freaking amazing. You know, I'm closer to some of my friends that I visit more regularly. I am able to save money in a way I couldn't do before because there are certain expenses I'm not encountering. So when it like losing, I didn't really lose anything. It felt like a loss. I lost space. I'll say that. That's what I lost. That's a big thing that I lost. It's just more space because the room on campus is not that big in this particular place I'm staying right now, working to get in another place for the future that is bigger, that does have more space, that I can feel more like my adulty self. But space, we'll say space is the one thing that I lost. But even in that, being willing to adjust, being willing to figure it out, like, how can I make this space work for me and make it my own while I'm here, make it a place that I'm comfortable in, has actually been a gift, right? It's actually been really cool to see these aspects of myself grow. You know, it's one thing where you can just buy everything you want or buy everything you need. It's another situation where you got to get creative to make some stuff work. You're building different muscles and different skills. And when I really look at what I'm gaining in this process, might not have been the easiest decision ever, but I do believe in the best season of my, in this season of my life, it is the best decision ever, right? And so that's what I want you to take with you as we are at the beginning of 2022 still. If there is a situation, if there's a set of circumstances, and you're like, how the hell did I end up here? Why the hell did I end up here? Take a deep breath. Slow down. Write down what it is you think you're losing. And really assess, did you lose? Things may be different. Things may have changed. Things might have evolved in ways you did not expect. But when you get to the bottom line, did you actually lose? And take stock of what you're gaining, right? I'm gaining new relationships. Like I said, I have ease of access by being on campus. I'm closer to some of the things that I was frequenting beforehand. And some of the people, I'm closer to them. I'm building this community in ways I hadn't considered. I'm having an experience that I'm actually, for the most part, enjoying that I didn't have in undergrad and don't know of too many other ways I would have had it. I am growing as a person, right, through trials and tribulations and past my difficulties. And, you know, I'm housed. Yes and amen, right? I'm fed. Yes and amen. I'm developing, I'm evolving, and I'm getting closer to that goal of getting that PhD. All of these things are things to be celebrated. And when I look at what I thought I was losing versus what I know that I'm gaining, trade-off opportunity cost, it's definitely more than worth it. And also, keeping in mind, while this is not my preference, right? It's still not my preference. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I would have picked this over any number of certain circumstances. That's a lie. It's not my preference. It wasn't my preference. It's still not my preference. Okay. Just point blank period, bottom line. While it's not my preference, it's only temporary. I don't have to do this for the rest of my life. I'm doing this for this period of time to ensure that I can achieve what I ultimately want. Right. So all of that to say, in the end, for self-care, with whatever situation you're facing, with whatever you're dealing with, look at what you think you're losing. Make note of what you know you're gaining. And in the end, what's the trade-off opportunity cost? Is it really worth it? More than likely, I think the answer is yes. So that's all, friends. I love you. Make it a great week. It's good to be back. My prayer, my goal is to be consistent. To get back to weekly. We gonna see. And that's all I got. I love you so much. Make it a great week. Take stock of your life. Take stock of the situations that you're facing. Listen, get your pros and cons going. What you're losing, what you're gaining. Make sure that your decisions are worth it in the end. I feel that more than likely they will be. And in the situations where you recognize that they're not, you know you can make a new decision and go forward in a way that is most beneficial for you, where you currently are and where you're trying to go. I love you. Mwah. Make it a great day, week, month, year. And I'll catch you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.